SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's the morning after the Democrats' sweep in yesterday's closely watched midterm elections. President Trump is predicting dire consequences for the country if the Democrat momentum continues.
They're going to pack the court, they're going to make D.C. a state, and they're going to make Puerto Rico a state. So now they pick up two states, they pick up four senators, okay? You think you have problems? They're going to do all of the things, they're going to pick up electoral votes. It's going to be a very, very bad situation. And it's done. It's done. As soon as they attain power.
The voters of New York City have spoken, and socialist Zohran Mamdani will be the next mayor.
New York, tonight you have delivered a mandate for change.
In deep blue New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill is governor-elect, and to the south in the Old Dominion.
A blue wave hit Virginia. Democrat Abigail Spanberger has become Virginia's first woman governor with 57% of the vote. Democrat Ghazala Hashmi was elected lieutenant governor, while Democrat Jay Jones won the attorney general's race. In the House of Delegates, Democrats picked up 13 seats. Democrats won women, the wealthy, non-military voters, federal workers, and those who voted to oppose President Trump. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
In California, the Democrat congressional redistricting scheme was approved, and the Democrats will hold on to three seats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. The death toll has risen to 9 in the fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane in Kentucky. The aircraft went down just moments after takeoff from the Louisville airport. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 46 points. The Nasdaq better by 14 points. This is SRN News. The Canadian Supreme Court redefines cruel and unusual punishment.
The government wants to impose a minimum one-year jail term for anybody found to possess child pornography. But the Canadian High Court in a 5-4 decision says 1 year behind bars amounts to cruel and unusual punishment and therefore is unconstitutional. The justices defended their ruling by saying that, quote, it must be recognized that child pornography offenses can be committed in different ways under different circumstances and by different offenders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish and Christian leaders in Maryland are condemning a Halloween parade float. It carried a replica of the gate to the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. The replica gate was included on the float made for St. Joseph Catholic School in Hanover, northwest of Baltimore. The Nazis murdered more than a million people at the Auschwitz site in southern Poland between the years 1940 and 1945. This is SRN News. Australia has added Reddit and Kik to its list of social media platforms that must ban kids under 16 from having accounts.
Communications Minister Annika Wells said Wednesday the platforms will join others like Facebook and TikTok in enforcing this rule starting December 10th. Platforms failing to comply could face fines up to $33 million. Australia's e-safety commissioner Julie Inman Grant will enforce the ban, which aims to protect children online. The move's being closely watched by other countries concerned about social media's impact on young users. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump will be heading south to Miami today. He'll speak on the anniversary of his election to a second term. Mr. Trump will address a forum of business leaders and global athletes. He plans to talk about his economic agenda, recent trade and investment deals made in Asia. More details at SRNNews.com.